Okay, hello and welcome to Balls Out, No Flops. This week we've got a fair bit to talk about. We got fucking Colonel Sanders Bronson Cherry with his 11 secret steroids and spices. And the footy is fucking back. All right, after many fucking technical difficulties, we're coming back through on WhatsApp, which I know isn't our preferred platform, but in a lot of ways it is, because it's the only one we use, it's the only one that works. Hello, Duke Hendricks.
Howdy.
There you go. And then there's Ray Carney. Hi, Ray.
Howdy.
Okay. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, we've gone full hillbilly.
Gone cowboy.
We've gone full hillbilly, just like the XRL.
Can you at least tell the listeners that this is not going to be like a normal thing? Like, we're going to clean this up. We're going to get more professional. The what? Sound quality is going to be better.
You want me to tell him? You just fucking said it.
You know.
Yeah, we love repeating shit on this show.
Can I jump in? You know, I know you guys won't say it out loud, but I believe you guys gave me man of the match last week.
Oh, jeez. Early for that. Very early to pat your own back.
But both of you...
You did. You got man of the match last week, but so far this game, you've like been dropping the ball, you've knocked on. You're going to get sent off in a minute.
I've never received man in a match before in my life. I was very honoured. It's always the most improved award.
Yeah,
they always used to give me that.
You did get man of the match last week. It was preferred onto you because of your excellent work with the XRL, with especially with the mug shots.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's a great idea. And I've got Vlandy's on the line. We'll be talking to him later. And especially the
beautiful
the farm, the NRL farm. Okay, so that idea, that image of the cattle truck driving up the M4 full of NRL players shitting and pissing all over each other was just too good to be true.
I was just happy to be moving on from most improved. You know, I've been most improved for about 20 years. How much more improving can I do?
Wait your turn good. For the landings.
Yeah,
keep texting me. Keep texting me. Saying, when's it my turn?
He'll get his turn. He'll get his turn. All right, so let's get straight into it. News yesterday, Bronson Cherry has been caught doping, and like not fucking just doping. He is like the fear, Hunter S. Thompson fear and loathing version of doping on steroids. He didn't just fuck around. He filled the boot of his fucking red Cadillac and got out in the desert and just shot up. Motherfucker
well,
was
like
on
Christmas,
the shit.
Isn't it? It's like Christmas. You sit on Santa's lap, you ask for like five different things and you're lucky to get one. He got all of them.
Mm.
He was greedy. He's like the rich kid that got everything.
So what was he thinking?
He wasn't, obviously.
Well, look. I mean,
stupid.
No one wants to say that this is endemic to the Sharks, abuse of performance-enhancing drugs. Does anyone want to
say
that?
I want to say that.
Yeah, I thought
yeah,
someone,
I want to say that.
Yeah. Well, it's obvious, isn't it? They've had trouble before, and obviously the kid's getting advice from someone saying this is how you recover faster, and he got caught out.
Look, but the saddest thing is, even if you're getting the wrong advice, and even if you don't know what you're shooting, even if they're just saying, I'll have this, this is going to make you feel better, it's your responsibility for what you put into your body. So you have to research whatever they're shooting you up with, even if you're not sure what's happening.
Well, mate, this is like the fucking role model shit, all right? Let's cut the bullshit and let's hit the lab full time.
I agree.
I reckon, you know, a million dollar grant for each team to experiment and do whatever the fuck they want.
Well, you know what? I would love a full blown steroid competition. Can you imagine?
Why not?
Yeah.
That'd be like Hulk smash every week.
That's right.
Fuck, that'd be great.
The guys would be so fast, they'd be so strong, they'd be it'd just make it the spectacle. Much
better. We're in the budget.
Six again rule.
Ah, mate, the spectacle.
They can get concussions, you know, fix them quicker. It's not just all about that. They can heal the players quicker. They can have a half man, half horse centurion running around in fullback if they want. They can do, mate. It's endless what they can do.
It's not fucking Harry Potter.
Well, it will be. Have you met? There was that documentary on Netflix with the gene splicing.
Oh, yeah, I did watch that.
Mate, imagine, you know, these teams, especially Cronulla, have probably got some fucking Nazis working for them. That's how deep they go, doing some crazy experimenting.
Yeah,
they should just throw them money and just let them go to town, mate. I want our wingers to actually have some wings. You know, why not? Fly around.
And our centers.
But
can you imagine a competition
full of guys that are as big as Arnie that can run like Usain Bolt?
Yeah. Oh. Straight into each other.
The best stuff.
The whole world will watch it. The whole world will fucking watch it.
Oh, man.
That reminds me of when we used to play Street Fighter and you could only pick Balrog against Balrog. That's what that is. That's the fucking Balrog League. And I would watch it. I, for one, would fucking watch it. Yeah, so, look, I don't know.
I reckon they've already tried this gene splicing with Bronson Cherry. I think they wanted to create a better version of Matt Rogers, but somewhere along the line, the experiment got contaminated with, like, seagull DNA and Cletus from The Simpsons DNA. And they just, something happened and they fucked him up totally.
Somewhere along the line.
Cletus's hair.
He looks like Cletus's son.
He's got Cletus's DNA.
He looks like
DNA.
One of his sons.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, look, they say in 4 years, which is, I guess, deserved, but why did Asada sit on it for, you know, it happened in November and then 2 days before the relaunch of the rugby league or the XRL, they let the fucking
big question
bomb drop. This is what I think. I think that, and I got this from a good source, that the Asada guy that dropped the bomb is a big AFL supporter. Doesn't like rugby league, and he's trying to give us a little bit of a fucking nudge off the edge of the cliff.
Well, apparently he also dropped the bomb 2 days before the grand final a couple of years ago on someone. I can't remember who it was.
2 days after on Benny Barber.
Was it 2 days after the grand final?
Yeah, he got tested for coke 2 days after they won the fucking grand final.
Yeah. Mm. That's insane, isn't it?
No, I know.
Well, look, the short of it is, Bronson Cherry is just...
Well, stop. Hang on. Something happened. You there? Check in, everyone. Now someone just rang me and it cut the Bluetooth out. All right. So the short of it was
he's fucked up his life, he's fucked up his career. 4 years. 4 years without football is massive. I mean, look what happened to Shandor Earl. That guy had the rugby league world at his feet, and he comes back 4 years later and what's he doing? He's running in the storm seaside.
Mm.
Yeah, but also, Bronson's pretty young. He could just take 3 years and get jacked the fuck up on anything and everything, and then just do one year where he gets clean, and then he'll come back even stronger.
Well, that's true. But what I want to know is, can he now go play Japanese rugby?
He can in the Godzilla League.
in the gods are always fair enough.
Yeah. Or Russian.
So in the in the mutant monster nuclear drug league, yeah. he's allowed to play.
Yeah. If he can do that, you know, who gives a shit?
But it's
funny. Go play Japanese rugby for more money than he's making now in a soccer league.
No, he's not allowed to play anywhere. Assad, all the sports that are run by Assad, he's banned from.
He can't.
And I think that's nearly every sport.
But so Japanese rugby is run by Assad?
Well, no,
I think so.
WADA, not Assad. Who's fucking Assad?
Assad. Assad.
It's WADA.
He's thinking of Julian Assange.
Yeah.
But anyway, you guys mentioned Japan, and it's timely because I did write a haiku about this incident.
Ooh.
So, and I haven't done that for a while. So I'm going to do it now. I'm going to read it out now. So let's just give it the brevity, the gravitas it deserves. Shire mist. An ill wind blows. Ass full of roids.
Very good.
Well, I don't know if it's good. Good, but it was inspired. Let's not say that.
That's great. I think, look, going back to having time off in the game, I just read the other day, Jordan Rapana, did you know he took a year off to be a Mormon?
Rapana.
He did a Mormon mission?
Yeah, what a fucking
really?
Idiot.
No, I
didn't even believe it.
Yeah.
When?
He doesn't look like that. That's what I read. And, like, think about all those fucking big wingers that go on these missions and come back. They're fucking guns. I'd make that mandatory in my team. If you're coming through, boom,
well,
you got to do 1 year.
In your team.
Yeah.
I would go 1 year, go do whatever and come back and play with us. It's just like, no, Israel Folau is a gun.
Yeah.
There's a couple of other players as well.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's actually good. Right. But he was heard. I heard him I picked him up on the radio, the ref's mic, once when he tackled, I think, who was it? It was that big, it was Daniel Tupou for the Roosters. And he picked up, it was picked up. It was a very short snippet that kind of tips. He just said to him, have you heard the good news in the tackle? I don't know what that means. I don't know if it indicates that he's possibly a Mormon. But didn't Hopewadi do the same thing, right?
I think he was coming onto him.
Have you heard the good news? I'm about to jizz.
Hopewadi didn't. Which Hopewadi? Not John Hopewadi.
No, fuck no.
No.
He went the other way. He went and did drug dealing for a year.
He's at the church of fucking finger blasting assholes. And Latter-day Saints. So interesting. Anyway, very interesting. It's a unwanted bombshell, but one nonetheless.
They're all doing it.
It doesn't affect anything, really.
Not at all.
It doesn't affect anything. Who cares? I don't give a shit, you know?
I would have liked him play because last year I remember watching him and he did this fucking, I don't know what it was, but like the screen even like just like jittered. Like he did this step and then maneuver. It's like his whole body just started moving sideways. It was like a glitch in the system.
Glitch
and he just ran around these players.
Wow.
It was like I've never seen that movement before. Like usually you see a normal step or a goose step or something, but this was just like it was all in the one motion. It was just weird.
When you're taking five different steroids, you can do that.
Yeah.
You can run through the pixels on your TV.
Okay. It'd be a shame, but anyway.
Well, I think we should preview some of the games. What do you guys think? Or if you got something else, Ray, you've usually got a bag full of tricks.
Player agents.
Oh, okay. Well, just before
we go,
don't fucking go to hell.
Okay, go on.
Okay.
I was going to go to a musical break. Go, mate, go.
No musical break. I got nothing but just anger. I just what's happening to the game? A player signs a 3-year contract. He comes in and then he plays one good year and then he gets Snake Moses. I'm not even going to call player agents. It's Moses. This guy Moses, he runs rugby league. He taps Bateman on the shoulder and says, "You're going really good. I can get you more money." And then he's allowed to break contract.
Yeah,
that's fucking bullshit, mate. Sign a 1-year contract then.
That comes down to the NRL as well. The NRL should have rules in place to forbid that shit. If you don't want to play, if you think you're earning more and you don't want to play with the clubs that you're playing with, then you sit out that contract and you can't play for anyone else.
It shouldn't even be talked about.
Exactly. And I also heard that they've broken the rules because you're not allowed to talk to anyone about any contracts until you're in your last year.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. This Isaac Moses.
Moses
has just taken, underhandedly just taken the game by the fucking throat, and he represents so many players. Like, he represents 8 players in the Broncos and Seabold. I mean, when you've got that much power, you can just fucking hold teams to hostage, and he's basically holding the NRL to hostage. Hopefully, Volandis has proven to be smart enough in the past, in the very, very, very short time he's been in rugby league, to sort of destroy all monsters. So Isaac Moses, in my opinion, is the fucking biggest monster of the NRL.
I just like there's other player agents as well. He's the king of it all. They give me this sort of banker Wall Street type vibe where they don't give a shit about anything but just how much money they make.
Of course.
I think they're the worst narcissistic pricks out there. I've got a little quick game. It's called Who is Worse?
Okay.
All right. You're going to tell me.
Yeah.
Let's start. Play agents or refs?
Oh, Jesus Play agents. Christ. Well, it depends Play on the agents. Day.
Yep.
really? I'd have to go player agents.
That's a good question because just about every week you want to punch some ref out.
Well, you tell us. Ray Carney, Isaac Moses, or Six Again? Grand Final Day, 2019.
Why are you doing that, mate?
Well, because it's a pertinent
question. I'm going to get my player agent onto you. Well, look, they're ruining the game from within. Like, there was this bloke, and Cody Walker, player agent, was bloody trying to blackmail him. He was an ex-player agent.
Yeah.
They're snakes.
They're worse than snakes.
Next one.
Snakes have a function in nature.
Player agent or Ivan Milat?
Milat. Oh, who's worse?
Yeah.
Player agent.
For sure.
Mm. I'll have to go Milat, but
it's player agents always for me. Player agents, Bill Cosby.
Player agent.
Yeah. Player agents fuck people all the time. Bill Cosby was just fucking them when they're asleep.
Player agents and now John Wayne to a break. Gacy. Yeah. I tell you who's not worse than player agents.
John Wayne Gacy have something in common. They're both clowns.
Yes, that's right.
I've probably got, go on.
One person that's probably, Nick Politis. He's probably worse than all player agents.
But he's
shitting player agents out of his ass. That's what he's doing.
Really?
He's spawning them.
Nick Politis is the biggest player agent of them all.
Yeah.
He is.
He's the fucking team agent.
Exactly. He's the one that got, he gets Sonny Bill, he gets Cooper Cronk to win in comps.
Yeah.
He gets like the best players that are going around.
It's all hollow.
By being a player agent.
It's all fucking hollow. All those wins are hollow. Every one of them.
I think Isaac Moses and him, they've got something going on. I'm pretty sure I've seen them out in the footy before. There's been photos in the paper.
They have
with those two.
They have the seed. 100%. They have the seed of Pazuzu dripping from their faces. That's what they have. If you just think.
Fuck me.
Anyway, I just, yeah, like they're ruining the game. I just can't believe this whole saga with John Bateman. Yeah. It's happened before with Madison, with the Tigers. Like, you breed these guys. Another thing, the Raiders paid $500,000 transfer fee to get Bateman from England to play. There's got to be a bit of onus on him as well, and for him not to have this, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And also...
Absolutely.
Yeah, they got to pay. Whoever's done has got to pay. But also, Moses also. So Bateman got rid of his old player agent, who was getting all the money for the deal he did with Canberra. So it's best financial interest for Moses for him to sign another contract with another team, because then he'd be getting paid.
Yeah, of course. That's all it is, mate. If you can pull someone off, if you can get someone from another agent, right? And get them to, even if they renegotiate their current contract, you will get that percentage from that year on, which is a fucking joke. It's an absolute joke. You know, it's just ridiculous. How stupid are these fucking players that they can't just rock up and go, you know, well, this is market value. This is what I'm worth. I'll sign for that. Why do they need this fucking intermediary to do it? And let me tell you this. This song will say it all. You're listening to Balls Out No Flops. Flick us an email at ballsoutnoflops@gmail.com. Oh, yeah. Feel better, Ray?
That was fucking great. Who sings that?
Cosmic Psycho.
Cosmic Psychos.
Wow.
Probably the greatest band ever to come out of this country.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. That was great.
Mm. Well, it's fucking bullshit, mate. I can tell you that right now.
Quickly, I just want to say quickly, good news for Rabbitohs fans. You know what I'm talking about here?
Finally. No, I don't.
No?
Well, I haven't seen anything today.
Is this hot off the press?
Yep. Cam Murray re-signed until the end of 2025.
Ah, beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful.
Which is fantastic for Rabbitohs fans. That guy has got a big future. He's a clean skin. He's well spoken. He's a good player. That's what you want in rugby league. That's what you want.
He's a gorgeous human male. If we were to send a specimen of humanity, of binary maleness, to space, Cam's our astronaut. He's the man. Can I tell you, I was at the game last year. I was at one of the games. I can't remember. And because where my ticketed seats are, we're sort of right behind the players' pen where the players sit when they're injured. And he wasn't there. He was on the bike. It was like he'd been taken off for a rest. He was on the bike. And there was a group of about, I don't know, a dozen to 15 beautiful young women just screaming his name out. Screaming. So
what a life.
Yeah.
So, I don't like him now.
Yeah.
No, he deserves it. He deserves it.
Yeah, he does.
In Roman times, you know, they would have been throwing them at him.
But so, let me tell you what's going to happen.
That won't take advantage of it.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, give it 1 year, mate. South have a shit year, and then he'll have fucking Moses in his ear around January, February next year, and he'll be playing for bloody Manly 2021.
All right, moving on.
That's how rugby league is these days.
Well, that's the XRL, my friend. Okay. You got any topics or anyone got anything they want to discuss specifically? Or should we get into the rounds?
I'll get into the rounds.
One quick thing.
Okay.
Bennett saying we've seen more violence over toilet rolls than Walker's debacle, which is true. Bennett didn't say
that. I like that.
Rusty said it.
And people are shitting on Rusty for doing it. And now this is the problem with rugby league. People are shitting on someone for having fucking loyalty.
Yeah.
For being loyal to their coach, for being loyal to their players.
Good point.
Yeah, fuck.
They're shitting on him.
Yeah, fuck all that. Bennett.
These journos are trying to breed disloyalty. You know, you.
I think he's right as well.
You can't stick up for that. Yeah, of course he's right.
He's right, mate. These are the types of journos.
I'd rather take Cody Walker on than that fat chick that was punching out another woman. Yeah, I'd rather fight Cody Walker than her.
Mm. These journalists, they would have fucking outed Anne Frank for a good story.
That's right.
You know, they just would have gone up, yeah, she's a fucking up here, cunt. Come and get her.
Yeah.
You know, they're rubbish. They're trash. And I don't, although we are rugby league, we're not reporters. This is a fan cast, okay? We're not journalists, so I don't put us anywhere near that cesspit of fucking humanity.
Oh, God. God, no.
We're basically angels. We are angels. Anyway, that's a good point. That's a good point, Duke, about Wayne protecting his players. And that just shows you. He'll go to any length, you know?
Yeah, but not only Wayne protecting his players, but Rusty protecting his coach and his players, you know?
God bless you, Rusty.
And it's loyalty all the way down, but no, the journos don't like that. You know, you've got to dob your mate in. That's what they're saying.
That's what they're about.
Be a dobber.
That's the journo way.
Yeah, that's it. All their stories, all these rugby league journalist stories are dobbing. That's all they're doing.
Yeah.
They're dobbing on someone about something.
Every story from Weidler and Kent should start, Mom! And then go on with whatever's there. All right. So tomorrow night in the XRL at 7:50 PM at Suncorp Stadium, we kick off again. Broncos versus Para. How do we feel?
Ooh, good. Feeling good game. Good.
Yeah, it's a fantastic
game.
That is a good game.
Para.
Broncos bogey side. They seem to always beat them up there.
Yeah, they do.
That's right.
I even tipped them, even so far as and Fifita's out. David Fifita's out. It's a big loss.
Is he what's happened to him?
I'm not sure, actually, but he's hurting. I'll tell you that.
Heartstring.
Yeah. he's pulled his
muscles. I've tipped Broncos. I think Broncos, like, they were humiliated last year. They would be frothing at the mouth to fucking play the Eels again. I know there's going to be no crowd, but they're going to come out, man, with a lot of anger. And they've played without Pangai, at least, the first two rounds. They've got Lodge coming back, I think, miraculously. Drug test him.
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't he go on holidays with Bronson Sherry to Mexico?
It's just he was meant to be out for the season. What the fuck happened?
Yeah, exactly.
Corona happened for 3 weeks and he's back.
Yeah, I think we know what happened.
Is Tio playing?
Tio's not playing.
What a pickup!
I know.
What a forward pack!
I know. It's just like more forward.
They got Payne Huss. Can you believe it? They've got him, they got Fifita, Pangai, and then if they get Tio, that's just ridiculous, man. That's the salary cap issues there.
You may as well hand the XRL trophy straight over to them.
Yeah.
Well, let me talk you through their forwards.
Is there a trophy? Is there a trophy for the XRL?
There will be. I'm just knocking one up in the shed. I just got to knock the shed up first.
Quick one.
Ray Price to knock it up in the shed.
We got Flegler, This is prop. I'm going from eight through. Flegler, then Turpin, and then Payne-Huss. That's a front row. Alex Glenn returns, which is 11. Jamil Hopewadi, 12. Don't know much about him. Patrick Carrigan, he's all right, 13. And here, one probably the greatest name in rugby league, Herbie Farnsworth. he's at 14. Joe Offengowie's back. And that guy goes off. He's got ticker.
Yeah, he does.
Reece Kennedy, who was a Souths product, he's up there. He's a very, very big man, but he's got shit hands, or he did have. And Ethan Bullimore. So they're looking at Lodge's at 21, but they're expecting him to play.
That Hopewadi, he's a good player. I've seen him play a couple of games. He's a good player.
Yeah?
He's got to be.
Yeah, exactly. He's got to be to make it into that forward pack.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's just crazy, man.
The Eels forward pack, their back line's pretty good. Regan Campbell-Gillard, which, yeah, he's their new pickup. Reed Mahoney, Junior Paulo, Sean Lyne, as you like to say. Ryan Madison, who's Sean a good Lyne, pickup. Yeah. He's a guy that crosses himself every time he sees Sean Lane. Marata Nikora, Tak Garangi, Ray Stone, our boy Ray Stone is back. Kane Evans and Penny Terapo. So they're nothing to sneeze at.
They're nothing to sneeze at, but I don't think they compare to the Brisbane pack, you know. I think the Brisbane pack will have an easy time with them.
Okay. Yeah, but look.
Easy time with them.
The thing with that is.
They're all in the pack.
Brisbane are all in the pack, right? All in the pack and all in the centres. I think the actual halves might struggle a bit. And
Eels have got better halves.
Yeah, the Eels have got much better halves in Dylan Brown and Mitchell. Dylan Brown and Mitchell Moses. Yeah,
I don't know about Moses. I think Moses needs some time still. He's hot and cold. He does some silly things.
Is he related to Isaac Moses? Because if he is, fuck that guy.
Probably.
Jesus Christ.
They got Ray Stone playing in dummy half as well. I think they're talking about putting him in on for like 30 minutes to give the other dummy half a rest. So it's going to be interesting seeing him play dummy half.
Fuck it, oath.
I'm tipping Broncos. I think it'll be a pretty close one, actually.
I'm going para.
Probably. Yeah. I'm thinking 8 points. Broncos by eight.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm going para. I'm not going to pick a score, but para.
You're not going to pick one.
All right.
Could have just thrown something out.
Para by 14. There you go. You happy?
Yeah.
All right. That moves us to Friday night. First game, Cowboys Titans. Balls. Let's just pick a winner out of this one.
Oh, can I just ask? What's happening with the television rights? So, like, has Channel 9 got an exclusive game at all?
I think they
not exclusive.
No, nothing exclusive. It's all simulcast.
Okay,
no.
So everything's on Fox.
Everything's on Fox. Yes.
Okay, sorry.
Yep. Sorry, Bob.
All right, who are we talking about?
Cowboys Titans.
Cowboys.
Yeah. You're going to have to go Cowboys here. I can't go past them. Against the Titans, it's the same thing, you know, with Bryce Cartwheel and everything that's been happening down there. You know, you got, in my opinion, let's just have a quick look at the teams, though. So I don't want to do. I know we've got listeners. We've got listeners up in far north Queensland, and I don't want to dupe them out of their listening time because they're on their tractors and they're driving around their farms listening to this.
Yeah, right.
So.
Yeah. Can't come dead last again. It can't be as bad as last year. Surely not.
From what I remember, round one or round two, they had a pretty good showing, didn't they?
Yeah.
They did. They got flogged by Power, 46-6, round two.
Round one, they had a good showing?
Raiders beat them by about 14, I think it was.
Right. Well, that's pretty good against the Raiders.
It was good showing. Before you jump in, Floyd, I was just listening to you guys before about rivalries and how the Titans don't have any rivalry at all. I think I think we need to. They need to manufacture some sort of crazy rivalry with another team. Like, I mean, a huge rivalry, like scale of Palestinians versus Jews. You know, I want the Titans going and bloody bombing a stadium like in New Zealand or something. Can you imagine the game after that?
Wow.
New Zealand flying over to play Titans. I'm talking about thousands, millions dead. That would be the fucking best game.
Can I just say this?
Yeah. Shit together enough to win one game, let alone get to New Zealand and bomb the shit out of everyone.
All right. So the Cowboys got Val Holmes, Kyle Fong, Justin O'Neill, Ethan Masters, Ben Hampton, Scott Drinkwater, Clifford, Josh Maguire, the eye gouger, Jake Granville, Jordan McLean, Mitchell Dunn, Cohen Hess, Tamalolo, Reece Robinson, John Asiata, Shane Wright, Francis Moller. Okay, so they're good. They're a pretty good side. That's a solid side for the Cowboys. I mean, any team with fucking Holmes and Tamalolo, you can't really go past.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, can I just go back to that
bombing of the
Para
stadium?
Game, just real quick. One second. Did you hear that Guffo was spewing because Campbell Gillard put a cheat on him in training?
I heard it. I didn't know what happened.
He was saying he was training, and he said Campbell Gillard put a cheat shot, and all the boys ran in to calm things down.
What?
Yeah. So Para might be up for this.
Campbell Gillard's on his fucking side, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Doesn't make great sense, does it?
No. That Freddie Mercury motherfucker.
All right. He better have a good year this year.
In good news for the Titans, Keegan Hipgrave returns.
I was just about to ask whatever happened to that guy. You loved him.
I love Hipgrave. He throws everything at it, man. He's like that fucking. He's like that kid with learning difficulties that's trying to do the special move on Street Fighter. He just throws his whole body into it, you know?
he kind of reminds me, in a way, in a slight way, just bear with me on this, of Bugarelli. In the way that nothing goes right for him.
The great. Bugarelli, the great.
He tries his ass off, but nothing goes right for him. The ball always bounces the other way. He'll hit someone with a good tackle, but his arm will slide up and it'll be a head high. Nothing goes right for Keegan Hipgrave.
That's why I fucking love him. He is pure entertainment. He's fucking slapstick. He's bringing the XRL back to the days of vaudeville, and I love it. Okay, so listen.
Apparently, the descendant of the Murphy's Law.
That makes sense.
Everything that can go wrong will go wrong.
Listen to this for a back row. Kevin Proctor, Keegan Hipgrave, Jai Arrow. That's not bad at all.
No, got a great team.
And you got
Jai Arrow, though? He's going to go somewhere else next year. What's this? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, he's going to South.
But why would you play?
He's seeing out.
Yeah. I suppose.
And
that's fine. You can go wherever you want if you see out your contract.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ray Carney, Big Shannon Boyd is returning at number 17. All right.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
No way.
So he's at 17 and he's edged out Bryce Cartwheel. So Bryce Cartwheel.
Can you imagine if he comes back and he's like skinny as? Like he's just lost all the weight. I'd love to see what condition he's in because he's too big for rugby league now. He is way too big. He used to run with KFC weight. Those players used to hang off him, mate. There used to be four or five players hanging off him. He would always make 10 metres or more, and he's a monster. But then you'd get a good 2-3 minutes out of him, and then he was just shit out there. He was horrible.
All righty. You're listening to Balls Out No Flops. Click us an email at ballsoutnoflops@gmail.com.
Your contribution left a notice.
I was playing air drums to that. I think I threw my shoulder out.
I love that guitar sound. It's just fucking mind-bending.
Sensational.
It's giving me flashbacks to NAMM. To NAMM, fuck yous.
Yeah, I don't think that's what's giving you flashbacks.
Nah, I don't either, actually. Yeah, I had a very interesting COVID shut-in. I'm not going to say any more than that, but...
I was reading actually about the sales of blow up dolls, sex dolls, were apparently through the roof during the coronavirus. So why don't they just use them in the crowds? Like apparently there's warehouses full of them.
Didn't you see the Koreans using them in the crowds?
Well, sex dolls?
Yeah. Didn't you see that?
There you go.
When you say using them, can you clear that up? They sit next to them to make the crowd look bigger.
No, I can't.
Or they do an ass to mouth.
So what they did was they strategically placed. They bought like thousands of sex dolls. They strategically placed them around the stadium. They even put masks on their face.
Oh, so they wouldn't be recognized.
Signs in Korean.
So they wouldn't be recognised by the fucking angry mannequin father. Fuck me, dude.
This is great. We've got a country warehouses full of sex dolls ready to go and watch a game of football. We've got to use them. Obviously, everyone's out. Isolation's over. Everyone's got their sex dolls. They've overordered. So just get them out in the stands.
Everyone's got them.
Like warehouses you speak of.
Wow. Well, you know. Everyone that was in isolation. I heard the most sold products. Number one was face masks, number two sex dolls, number three Vaseline, fourth sanitizers, and fifth ventilators. And don't tell me where I got my information
it was,
from.
Rubber puncture, fixer, operator.
I think they're a bit different to what they were back in our day, Duke. They weren't like a blow-up.
Really?
They weren't like a fucking beach ball with arms and legs and a mouth. I think they're more like latex.
And a vagina.
Yeah.
How do you know, Floyd?
Well, I'm still waiting for my own delivery from Korea. It's 3 weeks in arrears.
Yeah, from that Iron Man comic. He ordered it from an Iron Man comic back in 2005. It hasn't come
yet. One of our friends, Vincent the Panther, has actually got one.
Oh, really?
He sent a few photos of it. They're pretty high tech, man. They talk to you and stuff. They can, you know, so they can.
What do they say?
Fuck me,
go the Raiders. I don't know. They got chips in there now. You can change them. You can change what they say. You can play them programmed to yell.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you give them any voice you want? Like, could you get Vonnie Sampson's voice on there? That's too good, Kenny. That's too good.
Yeah. What? No, straight after you finish. Okay. How good,
Ray. All right. Interestingly, I was just flicking through the news, the past NRL news, and this is from May the 25th, right? Today's the 27th. This is from the 25th. Cherry to return faster than ever after teaming up with a renowned sprint trainer.
Yeah. He did an interview. Didn't you see the interview? He did an interview the day before and he was talking about that. He said, yeah, I've been working hard with the trainer. I'm going to be faster than ever. His trainer was saying that he thinks Cherry can beat Josh Adokar in a race, and they were just hyping up everything the day before. So he obviously had no clue this was going to drop.
Yeah.
What was he thinking?
That's right.
He was thinking, I've taken all these steroids. Asada's come. They've given me a blood test, and because I haven't heard from anyone, they haven't been able to trace anything. What he's thinking?
I don't know
Bronson Cherry claiming.
He's probably thinking someone's covered it up.
Claiming he's shaved down his sprint time. I'm sure that's not all he's shaved down either. Those fucking needles don't go in easy.
I'm looking forward to his excuse. What's his excuse going to be?
Oh, he's devastated, apparently.
Well, his excuse is going to be because of his injuries, he was taking stuff to repair.
So he's
going to
admit it.
He's going to say, well, he's probably going to turn around and say, I didn't know what I was taking. You know, people told me this is going to heal you quicker. And, you know, but it's not going to wash.
He didn't know what it was.
The thing they need to do is find out where he got it from because it's illegal.
Does anyone know? Well, the cops took his phone yesterday and they returned it to him today.
Right.
But they were saying in the press that it only takes the cops 10 minutes to download anything you've ever had on your
back. That's not good to know.
The cops can take your phone. The cops can take your phone? Jeez. Fucking hell.
Yeah. If they have reason to believe that you've done something illegal, they can take your phone straight away.
Well, if they fucking take mine, I hope they like pictures of naked Kazakh farm women. Because there's a lot of them.
Are you still on that site? Jesus Christ. I thought you would have seen everything on that by now.
I jump around. I do all of Central Asia.
But the thing is, if he's gotten a new phone since then they can't tell anything. They'd have to get court orders to go to his ISP and get them to release everything, which would take ages. That would take like a year to do that.
You sound like you know a lot about this.
I do. Yeah, that's right.
So that's what happened. So he didn't have a clue. He must have thought someone had covered it up or they're so stupid they couldn't pick up on five fucking different steroids. Who knows?
They're all doing it. They're systematically doing it. They've got the system in place. All teams know it. All players know it. All trainers know it.
You know
the Russians were busted. They've been doing it for years.
Cameron Smith's not doing it because look at his fucking body, man. If he's doing it, he's taking some cheap shit that's not working. Yeah.
A lot of hair on his body. He's got a mad side effect.
Yeah. Yeah, he needs to shave down, that's for sure.
Maybe he's only taking testosterone. All right, what's the next game?
Well, that was a great wrap of the Titans game. That was awesome.
Well, look, I like to jump around, but let's not just be only about the games are coming up. Let's talk about whatever comes to mind. Okay.
Yeah, next game.
We don't have we're a fan cast. We can do what the fuck we want. We don't have to be tied down by rules, man.
We are doing what the fuck we want. What are you talking about?
Next game is Roosters versus Rabbitohs, 7:55 Friday night. Juki, are you pumped for this?
I'm pumped. Look, I saw yesterday that the Rabbitohs are $3.80. $3.80. Yep. I'm saying put the house on it. Put the house on it. Don't talk to the missus. Don't talk to the missus. Just go straight to the bench. Put the house on that. Triple it.
You'll
have three houses at the end.
Well, you've never steered me wrong before, Duke, so I'll just go look for the dude. I'm actually looking at it now. It says they're $3.20 and Roosters $1.35. So I guess they're really expecting.
It's gone down.
They're expecting the Roosters to lap us here, but I've actually tipped South. I mean, the Roosters are fucking strong. I don't think we've got the front rowers to hold them, but. And they've got Keary also, but
South has got a young halfback debuting.
Yeah, Troy Dargan, who played in the Charity Shield, he's quite a good goer. Wayne Bennett brought him down from Brisbane. He's pretty good. I like him.
Mm.
He was in line to be Brisbane halfback, and we
look with these games as we know with these games, 90% of the time, 95% of the time. They're very close. Doesn't matter who's coming what. Both teams lift for this. So it's a very, very hard one to pick. These games usually come down to ref calls and the bounce of the ball, but this game will come down to who adapts to the new rules better. You know, who's going to adapt to the... I think the whole round is going to be like that. Who's going to adapt to this six again? But who knows? The Titans might be the best at it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's right.
The Roosters haven't won a game this season. They're going to be coming out firing. If they lose this game, that's three losses. And, look, that's top four goodbye nearly. Because they have to win quite a few in the shorter season.
That's the problem.
It's a big game for them.
That's the problem.
And I think they're going to come out firing.
It's a must win for the Roosters. Yeah. That's a problem. Now, they're without Cooper Cronk and Latrell Mitchell. And we have Latrell Mitchell. Okay. And we've got.
If you're going to say they're without Cooper Cronk and Latrell Mitchell, then you have to say South are without Greg Inglis, Sam Burton,
Cody Walker,
you know?
I wasn't finished.
Oh, sorry. I should have known better. You'll never fucking finish.
I can't wait till I'm fucking finished. No, I don't have to listen to you anymore. You cunt.
I'll be there. I'll be there.
I know you're going to fucking.
We're going to the same place.
That's true. I'll keep it warm.
Cody Walker missing is, and I don't think Latrell Mitchell is up to a big clash like this playing fullback. He's gonna give it a go, but it's gonna be hard, man. I've got Roosters winning by a bit of a margin. Sorry, boys,
by a margin, eh? Yeah,
they're gonna come out firing. I don't know.
Look, the
Souths are 1-1 and they lost one. And they should have really lost against the Sharks as well.
No, but we should have won against the Broncos, idiot. Didn't you see that fucking disallowed try?
So it's been two close games.
And two hard games too. You know, Broncos, in my opinion, are top four.
Oh,
Sharks are top eight.
Yeah. Agreed. I picked South.
What a game.
I think Cam Murray and Cookie will take great advantage of that six again rule. I think Latrell will really, really fight. And really fucking turn it on against his old team.
And also, if Latrell's running out of gas, they'll just switch him and Alex Johnson like they have been doing, you know.
The Roosters have got, you know, their big boppers. They've also got Luke Keary and Braden Burns.
Tedesco.
Who's playing for South.
I don't understand that Burns thing. And I don't understand why Nichols is in there and they haven't brought up John.
Yeah. But we got some Patrick Margo back on the bench at 17.
That's right.
He is a beast of a lad. He's huge.
Yeah, he's fantastic, this guy.
And he'll take it to Weir Hargraves. Now, he tore his pec in the Charity Shield, but COVID has been kind to him. And in that time off, he's been able to heal and named it 17.
So torn pec, he's missed two games.
Yeah.
Because of COVID.
What a fucking star. What a champion. Mm. Okay. All right.
Well, so what's the 5'8"'s name replacing Cody, sorry?
Troy Dargan.
How many games has he played?
None. He's played Charity Shield.
It's his debut.
That's all you're going to say? Can I fucking quote you on that?
I'm sure you're going to say quite well next week.
He's going to kick it out on the full. He's going to drop the ball. He's going to get in Littrell's way. Littrell's going to get the shits with him and yell at him on the field. He's going to have, like, the worst game ever.
He's a goer, mate. He's a goer. He's got skills.
He's like a fucking witch doctor. He's like an old fucking Russian woman putting a curse.
Well, wait till we get to his team. All right. Now, going by my... call has been going for 55 minutes, so I reckon we've got 4 minutes before we get cut off here. Warriors-Dragons is next. I'm picking Warriors. I know Dragons have
won.
I think Warriors.
Whoa, Warriors?
Yep, I'm picking Warriors, man.
Mate, you have.
That's a big upset. That's good for your tipping if you get that. Yeah. No one's going to pick the Warriors.
It's
not good for your bank account because you won't get that.
Come on. They're going to fight like nobody.
Mate, they're loaned. They're trying to get players on loan, mate. We've never heard of this stuff before. They don't have enough players in their roster.
They're trying to get Bronson Cherry out of his...
That's why I picked them. They will run on Moxie, mate. They will run on Moxie.
Dragons haven't won a game either, and the Warriors, it would be a great fairy tale of a story if they can at least make the eight. They deserve it, but should they automatically make the eight for making the sacrifices?
Oh, that'd be good. That's a good idea. Mate. That's a fucking great
idea. It's like a country hosting a World Cup,
and you're a fucking genius.
Or at least, you know, but give them a wild card.
Bit more, though.
Give them a wild card and make it a final series of 10 teams. So they have a top 10.
Mm.
Give them a wild card to play in that. And then if they work their way through, knockout all the way. It's knockout all the way. All right, let's move on.
I think they haven't done enough, though. They haven't done enough to warrant that. They've got to do a little bit more around the community, I reckon. Maybe go to a soup kitchen or something and dish out some soup. And
dish out? Really, that's where they're eating, idiot.
That's what they're saying.
If they do that, then if that's where they're staying, then automatically in the eight for sure.
All right.
Sweet. All right. So you're tipping them this week, then?
No. I feel sorry for them, mate. Imagine being away from your home family for that long, hanging around bloody.
Man, you're always trying to get away from your home and family. What are you talking about?
Do you want me to refresh you what happened when your wife and child went away? Do you need a refreshment there? Didn't even make it back from the airport. Okay, moving on. Sharks, Tigers. Now, I have a little bit of a vested interest in this game because a kid that I had a bit to do with in his junior years is debuting for the Tigers this week. Young Alex, young Alex Seyfarth is debuting on the bench for the Tigers.
Oh,
good on him!
Yeah, he's a great kid, and I trained him at the Institute of Defence and 40/20. And can I say this? When he was playing in his junior sides, I was coaching at open side, and he was playing in the under 15s. Right, and it was a tournament. We're playing country teams. It was a tournament. Mm-hmm. He played in the 15s, full game, 70-minute game. Got man of the match. Then he came
How
up.
How old was he?
He was 14. Then he came up.
Okay.
Played in the opens, which is up to 18. Played a full game and got man of the match again in second row. He's a great kid, big ginger bastard.
Fantastic. Well, let's tip the Tigers just for him.
Yeah, all right. Tigers for him over the Sharks.
I think Tigers are going to be pushing in the eight, I reckon. I just think Madge is a genius coach. I really think he's going to keep blasting him and they're going to go well. I think so.
Yeah. All right, Tigers it is.
All right. So Tigers over Sharks. That's a Sharks home game, but none of that matters. Let's get to the other big match of the round, Storm Raiders.
Ooh, to me, everyone's saying the Roosters and South is a match of the round, but for me, this is the match of the round.
Mm.
This is the two big heavyweights that are going to take it all the way.
This is Balrog versus Balrog.
You're getting a little bit excited, Duke.
Balrog versus Balrog.
I thought this was an exhibition year.
Oh, no, well, that's what I mean. They're going to take it all the way and get the XRL trophy, if there is a trophy. You're taking a Ford trophy.
Oh, look, the three-hour bus ride the Raiders have to do is an absolute joke. We have to ride on a bus on game day for 3 hours to get to the stadium. We've got to play the game, and then after that, we've got to ride on a bus for 3 hours. I've been in the car with you guys for bloody 10 minutes, all right? And you guys can't handle shit. These guys are going to do 6 hour drive on the day of the game.
Why the fuck are you comparing us to them?
6 hours.
And you drive, and you drive like a maniac, man. You're fucking lighting cigarettes, you're checking your phone, you're steering with your knees. No one knows what's fucking going on. Oh, here we go. I think this is over, boys. Look at that. Hang on. I'm going to try ringing them back, okay, to our devoted listeners. Is anyone there? No. Here we go.
Go on.
Oh, no, I got you.
Yeah, no, I think Greg's gone.
Who's Greg? You did this last time, idiot. And I was giving you the spray of fucking sprays about your driving too. So
I missed it.
No, don't worry, you'll get to hear it.
Wow, that was 1 hour on the dot. I was watching the countdown.
Oh, really?
Oh, we're back. Countdown.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Everyone's...
I was watching it.
It was.
Yeah.
Can't you just pause and play on?
Who the fuck? No, I haven't got no pause on the Roadcaster at the moment. But
so are we on now?
Yeah, we're all on. We're all back on. We've got another hour, boys. Oh, hour. Let's go.
10 minutes.
Why the fuck are you comparing us to the fucking to them?
I'm just
they don't
saying.
Have you driving, running every fucking red light, wiping white powder from your nose.
Allegedly.
Thank
you.
Yeah.
Allegedly, and screaming at the top of your voice, fuck Asada!
I remember differently.
Melbourne have not. I know the season started already, but they have never lost that first game back. And we've had a bit of a break, and I don't think they're going to lose this game.
And Bateman's going to play shit. He's going to come and play shit because he doesn't seem to be the guy that can handle this drama.
Mm.
Yeah.
He told your boy Hooper to go polish his bald head.
Yeah, that was just a whole debacle, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, that's good.
But mate, we've brushed over this travel thing. Do you think that's fair?
No, it does. I think it will affect them. It's like they were saying.
3 hours. It's nothing.
On Fox the other night. They were saying
6 hours.
Different guys have different rituals. You know, some guys like to sleep till midday on game day. Other guys like to go for a walk and have breakfast. And now the Warriors have to get up at 5 a.m. just to go 3 hours just to get somewhere.
The Raiders.
And then they have to hang around all day. But why don't they just stay there overnight? I don't understand.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It's stupid. It is stupid. Like, the hotels are open, mate. They can be quarantined. I just don't get it.
Stay in beautiful downtown Campbelltown for one night. What's wrong with that? Seriously, they can stay at Homebush. You know, the Novotel at Homebush.
Yeah.
Get a good bite to eat. There's a very nice Vietnamese restaurant there. You know, have a kick of the ball and then just jump in the bus, and it's 45 minutes to Campbelltown from there.
They can stay at mine as a hostess.
Yeah, I know what you were saying. Everyone knows what you were saying.
You don't know shit.
I know you.
Anyway, it's a big disadvantage. It's a very big disadvantage.
Oh, no, it is. I think it is.
I tip Raiders. So, but I've tipped the Warriors also, but I tip Raiders for this. I reckon they're going to do the Storm.
Well, Gus was telling a story. On his podcast, he was saying that in the old days, they had to go somewhere to play and all the planes were grounded and they hired a B-52 bomber.
Yeah, that's right. I heard that.
And it took them 3 hours to get there.
That's right.
B-52 bomber, and everyone was just throwing up and sick. And then he turned around and said, but we won the game.
Yeah.
No excuses, buddy. No excuses.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Well, it could have a major impact on it. It could have a major impact on it.
It creates more drama.
All right, moving on.
We don't see.
Let's move on.
I mean, if you want to win the SRL, you've got to win this game no matter what.
Panthers Knights is the next game.
That's another great game. That's an awesome game.
Yeah, that's a great game. Panthers Knights.
You got your middle here.
Ponga's
not playing.
No.
Shit game.
He's suspended, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ponga's suspended, and the what's that guy's name?
McCulloch, the hooker?
Brayley?
Yeah, Jaden Brayley's out for the year, out for the season.
He's out for the year, yeah. So, yeah, and McCulloch, you're right. McCulloch comes back as hooker. Is he on this week?
No, he's not. Connor Tracy. Okay. So not Connor Tracy. Connor Watson will be playing hooker. So
well, that's not bad. Connor Watson.
He's very good. He's a very good player.
But no Ponga, no Ponga, no Brayley, no McCulloch. It's going to be tough. Having said that, the Panthers don't have...
no TikTok.
Their TikTok boy.
Yeah. No Cleary. TikTok Cleary.
That's oh man, this game's been impacted then.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Deeply impacted.
I don't know. That's a hard one to pick.
Is that Super Saturday?
That is 4:05 Sunday afternoon.
Well, what about Super Saturday? Have we done Super Saturday?
Well, we skipped.
Oh, mate.
We did Sharks Tiger. Yeah, we did it. It's Warriors Dragons.
We've done it.
Warriors Dragons, Sharks Tigers, Storm Raiders. I think I'm going the Knights. I think that their coach is too good.
Where's it at?
That doesn't matter, does it? Because in previous years, you'd look at these close games and go, all right, who's got the home ground advantage? Go with them. But without the crowd,
no, the home ground advantage still matters because.
Still mad.
The team that's playing at home is comfortable on their home ground. They know every little cranny.
It's neither
what a shit season then, because you've got teams are playing home.
It's neither team's home ground. And see what I just did there was mute you. So
that was great.
Yeah, it's neither team's home ground. So they're both playing out of Campbelltown, right?
Yeah. But there's teams there like Para that are playing at Bankwest for 9 rounds.
Yeah, that's right. And have a
that's right. Don't mute that, mate. Highlight it
for 9 rounds.
Oh, that's something I would like. Is this the last game?
No, there's Sea Eagles versus Bulldogs.
Eagles are going to win the whole thing, I'd say.
Sea Eagles. I've got Sea Eagles in that one too. I think the Bulldogs are too decimated. Yeah, go on.
I've got a big year for the Dogs, but we'll see.
All right, I'm just going to talk about this draw and who plays who twice.
Who plays who? Who played you?
Idiots.
All right. Go on. Okay, so this is what Fox has called the dream draw, okay? So these are the teams that have got the dream run because they play the easier teams twice. Okay, so Panthers play Tigers twice. They play the Warriors twice, Cowboys twice, Sharks twice, Para twice.
Mm. That's easy.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Para play Storm twice. Titans twice, Warriors twice, St. George twice, and Roosters twice.
Who's that?
Para. Oof. So they've got two hard games in the Storm and Roosters, but the other three, that's 6 points.
Yeah. Right?
If they're good enough, that's 6 points. Oh. Raiders,
you got to be good.
They've got the second easiest draw.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
With Broncos twice, Manly twice.
Oh, that sounds real easy. That sounds like a walk in the park.
Tigers twice, Bulldogs twice, and Panthers.
No, Bulldogs,
twice.
Big season.
You're an
Panthers,
idiot. You're an idiot.
They're up there. They are up there, mate. Panthers are up there. You've got Manly who's up there. Okay. Who was the other big team?
Brisbane.
That's not an easy draw. Mm. And we're playing a bloody Campbelltown for half the season.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, and we could have easily been playing at home.
Who would you rather play twice, Panthers or Roosters?
Yeah. Anyway,
shut up,
look,
then.
The draw's the draw. The draw's the draw.
That's what everyone... Right.
And the easiest, easiest run is the Sharks. They've got St. George twice, Titans twice, Warriors twice, Cowboys twice, and Panthers twice.
So
basically, they don't play anyone that was in the top four last year.
Yeah, and that's just on current form. Any of those fucking teams can just make a bolt. So, you know, you get a few injuries here and there.
That's
things change very, very quickly in the XRL.
That's true. And then we've got the too close to call draw. Okay. So we've got Broncos play Para twice, Cowboys twice, Roosters twice, Titans twice, and Rabbitohs twice. And I've already played Rabbitohs once and beaten the Rabbitohs.
Illegally, I might add.
Yeah, that's right. Then you've got Cowboys, who are playing Broncos twice, Knights twice, Panthers twice, Sharks twice, and Titans
twice. You're just calling out teams now. I don't know who's playing. The Panthers have played each other twice.
I might skip some of these. You've got...
just tell us South. That's all I want to know.
Okay. You're like fucking... mathematician or something, mate. Well, you've worked it all out.
Yeah, that's it. So I sat there and worked it out. It worked it out.
Go on.
Rabbitohs are playing Roosters twice, Storm twice, Bulldogs twice, Tigers twice, and Broncos twice.
Well, fuck me sideways.
Walk in the park, that one, mate.
All right, this is a tough one.
You're listening to Balls Out No Flops. Email us at ballsoutnoflops@gmail.com. I had to do that, Duke.
Why?
Because you're saying everything twice.
I'm just going to read out the toughest. This is the toughest, what I think is the toughest draw, all right? Storm, we've got the toughest draw.
Storm's got the toughest draw. Here we go.
Yeah, well, they've got Knights twice. That's their easiest game. They got South twice, Manly twice, Canberra twice, and the Roosters twice. So they got everyone in the last year's top four twice.
Good.
They have the Storm twice?
Everyone except the Storm.
That's the
toughest draw is supposed to be the Warriors, but they've got all easy games. But because it's the Warriors, it's the toughest draw.
Yeah.
That's
right.
What it is. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. All right. Well, on that note, I think we've gone well over. I think most people would have tuned out by now and just listening to traffic reports or whatnot. So,
yeah, hoping we got run over.
Well, if Crazy Ray's driving, mate, who knows? Who knows what's going on?
Crazy Ray.
Crazy Ray. That's what they call it. It sounds like a 70s movie. So what we're going to do, dear listeners, is that we're going on a rotation because next week Puxatawny Morton's coming back to declare whether we're going to have another month of winter or not. So we'll be going with him next week. Duke will be on a research mission in the Antarctic, but he'll be back the week after.
Can't wait for that.
Yeah. All right. So, guys, that's it. Round one is coming up. Starts tomorrow. Thank fucking Jesus and Sonny Bill. Who's he?
All right, boys, I'll see you all on Super Saturday.
Yeah, Super Saturday. Oh, yeah. Let's party. All right.
See you, boys.
Bring on the XRL. Bye. Bye now.
Bye.